Hey, that was a good game. I'm tired. That was an emotional win for us, and you know, it's always fun to come in here and play well. So we know what kind of team they have, what they're all about, and you know, I thought we showed what we're all about too. So you know, we fought hard, they fought hard. We made a bunch of plays that we needed to make. Everybody made them, and it was good to come out ahead.
You threw for over 300 yards. You threw three touchdown passes. You also ran it in for a score, but you were animated on the sidelines. I mean, the camera was on you. And you were, I don't know what you were telling your teammates.
I was exhausted. I just think there's only one way to play. I said, you know, it's an emotional game, you know, and I think, part of playing quarterback is trying to make sure everyone's always into it, and there's a certain level of concentration and focus that you need on the road, and you know, when that crowd gets noisy. And there was plenty of plays that we didn't make, we probably should have made, especially in the first half, you know, getting the ball down in there on the 4-yard line, what they call us for a chop block, and then, you know, not making plays on the next drive, and really just kind of not executing great. But I thought all the guys played really hard and stayed focused, and it was an exciting win for all of us. Believe in this locker room, you know, we haven't been this happy in a long time.
Do you think they got your message when you were lighting them up a little bit? You think they got their message?
I got a lot of respect for this team. I mean, I tell you, the Steelers are a classy organization. It's just always a battle when we play them, and you know, when you play them, you know you have to play well. Mm-hmm. They take advantage of every bad play that you make. They got guys that sack the quarterback. Troy Polamalu is one of the best in the game. Mike Taylor's a great player. We knew we had to come out and counter it, so everybody was up for the challenge.
You mentioned that this type of game shows what you're all about. What is that?
Well, you know, we're pretty good when we play, when we execute the right way, when we do the right thing, and when everyone's doing their job. So, we got off to a fast start tonight, you know, played from ahead the whole game. And that's a big difference. So anything can happen each week. And, we're 7-2. There's a lot of football left. You got another great opponent coming into our stadium this week. So we've got to, it's like I said, it's an emotional win. Everyone's got to, especially me, have to, you know, get some rest and then come back ready to go on Wednesday.
In the days after the Cleveland game, you guys talked about how that was a bad week of practice. Can you contrast the week of practice you guys had this week with what you went through the week before the Cleveland game?
Well, it was a better week, but, it comes down to executing on game day. And, I've had weeks where we practice bad and we come out and win. I've had weeks of practice where it's great and we come out and lose. So you got to learn from practice. If it's good, you got to keep it that way. If it's bad, you know, you got to improve it. And, it was a good week of practice this week. A lot of guys made some great plays, and I think that's the exciting part. It was phenomenal. It's been that way all year. I mean, the offensive line is, they're a veteran group. We've all been together so long. Logan's added so much in terms of his toughness and his leadership. Matt and Sebastian are great players. Cope, you know, mans that line. He's responsible for so much up front. I love those guys. You know, those are my boys. So I'm just proud of them. Proud of the way they compete and they fight every day. And every day in practice, too. They got a great coach, too. So, it's a great group.
Hey, Tom, the quarterback sneak for the touchdown. Talk about that and the spike afterwards.
I don't run much, but, I certainly don't sneak it from very far out. So, coach made a great call. I was just able to fall forward. And, I was pretty excited. So, I don't spike it. I don't score very often. So, when I do, I make sure. I used to, as a 49er fan, I love Tom Rathman. And every time he scored, he spiked it as hard as he could. So, I've always loved that. And I guess the times when I do get in the end zone, I like to spike it. Thanks, guys. I'm out of here.